I don't have much to say. You heard what I have to say last night. What I'm hoping we can do now is talk about any reactions you have in general to the New Age, to anything I said last night, to anything we did in the service last night, questions you have, reactions, comments, concerns, anything. And let's begin.
Well, I think I think the 60s had a name. I don't remember its name. They called it the counter-revolution or the revolution or whatever. The 70s had a name. So now we need a name for the 80s, and we have, like, we call it the New Age. And they lumped so many things together, like the Green Movement, which, I mean, most of us here would be a part, would hold as a part of that, the idea of Green Movement, back to nature and recycling things and that. But then some of the other things they talk about, like mysticism and holism, and I think they just needed a term, the media needed a term to refer to all these things, and so they came up with a name, and I think it's like other movements we've had, we just need a name for it.
So I don't know if some of you saw this article on Reserve. It's from this,
yeah, I read that.
The Guide to New Age Living, 1988. It's sort of a catalog, but in the beginning of it, it's got an article on the New Age. I thought it was very interesting. They're obviously pro-New Age, but I think one of the ways they sort of diffused any tension or concern a person might have about any of this is to include in this, include in New Age, following recent developments from the realm of New Age thinking, they list ethical purchasing, buying a company's stock or products on the basis of the company's positive contribution to society. That's New Age. Also included books like Scott Peck's The Different Drum that we've been discussing. So,
yeah, like Holden Bill does a lot of those things, but some of them they don't.
So, Carol, do you feel that that is New Age?
Not in a narrow sense. I mean, it depends on. I mean, if you'd identify New Age as things that include concern for the well-being of our Earth and raise social conscience about certain things, I mean, you could call the peace and justice work of the church, New Age. You know,
yeah.
So.
Well, whose definition are we going by?
I mean, we could spend all night discussing what is and what isn't New Age. I don't know if that's what you want to pursue. If it doesn't matter what is and isn't, maybe, so much as...
If we're going to talk about what is wrong or right about it, we should have an idea of the grounds it's coming from.
I guess I'd rather than us fuss over, let's see, is our Peck's books New Age, we could just talk about Peck's books, in other words. You know, whether they're in or out maybe isn't the concern.
I mean, it's a label, and I think, I mean, I don't think we should use a label like New Age. I think we should talk, like you said, specifically about textbooks, if they're good, specifically about ethical investing, recycling, or the various 10 or 12 things, or holistic medicine, or channeling, or using crystals, or whatever, because I think that New Age is, I don't know how to say this, but it's a word that people use and they don't really know what it means, and it's another way to distance people because you don't really know what it means, and there's so many different, you can say a lot without saying anything, and you can say nothing by saying a lot, sort of. I can't really express what I'm trying to say, but sort of like that.
Carol, could I ask, why is it called New Age? Most of the stuff is not really new. What's the origin of the term New Age?
In the reading I've done, which isn't very much, but I never came across any explanation of that term or who coined it for all of this. That book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, is cited in many places as sort of the Bible or the key book for the movement, but I don't know that it came out of that book. I don't know.
That's, I think, a good, the article there has a good definition, in that I think it's calling the New Age something of a reaction or an outcome from the Industrial Age in America.
Yeah, it does say that.
And in that sense, I think it's a good definition of it.
Would it be extra or anti or something scientific?
I wouldn't think so. I think it's more a departure.
An alternative to technological?
Or an alternative to the materialistic approach to living, I think is what they're talking about there. Mm.
Yeah.
I think in some schools of thought, the New Age term comes also that with the coming of the year 2000, it's a new millennium. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but it's been broken up into, okay, like the 1900s or the teens, there's the industrialization, the era of the introduction of reason in the sense of, you know, the age of reason as far as philosophy is concerned, stuff like that. And going into the year 2000, we're starting. There's some of the literature has talked about the age of Aquarian, the age of Aquarius, which is the next millennium, which will be a new line of thinking, more into the spiritual, more into the psyche, more into depth psychology, rather than the world. So the industry matter, the tangible materialism, more into the spiritual. And where my understanding of the word, the term New Age is from.
And I think in one of the articles they talked about, the church has kind of tried to be secular because society has become very secular. And now society is becoming religious or spiritual again. So maybe one of the things the church can do is recognize the spirituality. So maybe that's part of New Age, is recognizing the sense of spirituality again.
I think it isn't a bad idea. I think on the surface for me, it's a lot. It's pointless to sit here and define New Age. But in another sense, I think it's important maybe to define it when you look at an article like this thing and it came out of the Lutheran, which in my mind is very narrow, very presumptuous, takes huge leaps of, makes these statements. In fact, there's one paragraph in there that reads, he talks about lumping all of these elements into, as if New Agers are a religion and everything under this form, including, belief in reincarnation and channeling and everything else, as if that is true, you know, that New Agers are a group and it's all, you know, part of the program. And he makes a statement there about, and the next thing you expect is belief in reincarnation, and I can't remember exactly what the program says on it, but I think it's pretty presumptuous to make the statements that he does, as if New Age is an entirely negative force.
Yeah. Especially because it encompasses so much. Maybe he was more negative against like mystic things and the channeling, but then from what that one article said about the green movement of going back to the earth, I mean, that's a positive movement, I think most people would agree, besides going in and being concerned about the earth.
Well, is there anything for us to sort out? Is it?
I think actually the New Age Journal would call Holden the village movie. They
would call Holden. Why do you think?
Well, because we incorporate spirituality and part of the health and the whole thing together. You know, total holistic fashion.
I think our summer theme was kind of New Agey.
Yeah.
Some of the critics of New Age include Bread for the World.
Why is that? What?
All that, the peace and justice dimension of it, and organizations that sort of work for that are considered, especially if they have a spiritual focus, are considered
when dreadful world is considered a new age.
No, I mean, critics of the new age have put Breath of the World in the category of a new age alternative conspiracy, like Randy was talking about. There are some people who consider it a real conspiracy or a movement that has actually sort of defined altogether, that are, the critics call it satanic, that it has elements that seem to draw from the Book of Revelation.
Well, let's leave out of the room the critics who kind of do these off-the-wall things that we kind of disagree with. Maybe your personal experiences. Where has the New Age movement touched you, helped you, opened you to some new things, or caused you to have to sift out some things and say, this is not helpful, or...
Well, I think myself in subscribing to New Age Journal, the things I got up most is basically with health. Same thing with the food, because they've really been strong on that. From toxic chemicals and pesticides. Yeah. More than some other journals have. So I think just from a holistic health view, it helped me a lot.
I think because of the New Age movement, a lot of people have found a spirituality that they wouldn't normally have.
I'll pick up on something there. I was thinking along those terms, lines too, that part of that New Age emphasis is on a higher spiritual plane or a higher self-awareness plane, whatever you want to call it, more transcendental than we've experienced in the past, at least as a Western culture. And I was getting, I had a subscription to New Age too that I was getting through my church. An interesting thing happened one month. I picked up the issue and somebody from the church had written, had taken a big felt marker and written across the top of the front of it, this is evil cult material. And it seemed kind of ironic to me that it is the Lutheran Church and others that, especially in the West, have kind of lost touch with a lot of the spiritual or the mystical and the higher spiritual awareness, any kind of transcendence is somehow looked on as scary or negative, and I think in that sense we've really lost a lot of the mystical emphasis or qualities to our religion over the years or centuries perhaps, that we're beginning to regain to some degree with this kind of emphasis, at least this aspect of the New Age movement. And I see it as a positive thing.
My main experience of the New Age movement has been with my family. And I have some more concerns with it because my parents especially use it, and I don't know a lot about what they consider New Age, except that it has a lot to do with Shirley MacLaine, and that they're coming from that side of it, wherever that is. But my family system is incredibly dysfunctional. There's a lot of abuse, verbal, emotional abuse that goes on. They're very consumptive people. They're real upper middle class. And they've never taken a whole lot of responsibility for their actions, either in immediate interpersonal relationships or in long-term effects on a global scale for how they live. And I find them using a lot of New Age literature to defend how they live. And that concerns me because partly because I don't know anything about it, so I have no defense against what they tell me. But
everything they do is new age, and it's wonderful, and it's spiritual, and it's real, but it's so broken in the way they live.
Not to put that position down at all, you know, and certainly understanding your concern and your fear with that. I'm sure that there are cases like that, but I know that there are thousands of cases of in Lutheran homes, and the same thing happening, dysfunctional families who somehow justify a lot of their behavior through their Lutheranism or their Christianity.
But that's my own experience with the New Age, is seeing the welcomeness of it in medicine.
My experience with people that are in the New Age is they see it as an alternative to Christianity. They still want something spiritual, but they don't want Christianity. So,
one of those articles put feminism as being New Age. And of course, I mean, feminism, that what feminism is a whole other issue, but part of that some people would consider inclusive language and you know, more women in the church and more women in all aspects of life. But I mean, that's that in feminism literature you read that some women are anti-Christianity because it's such it's been a traditional patriarchal religion.
For myself, I was in school during the time period that I started picking up a lot of books by a lot of psychologists and a lot of mystics from way back before any of us even were considered naming anything. And all of it somehow falls into a lot of the categories in the article but the other one. And that leads me to conclude that the New Age is maybe being defined as that it's not at all something that people are going to define things. I think it's something that is somehow explaining their experience. At least for me, I was feeling a lot of. I was experiencing a lot of feelings and didn't really know how to define a lot of what I was feeling. And a lot of it is explained, a lot of it is a Christian, is explained by Jesus in his experience. But that I wasn't hearing that necessarily in the church. So I think there's a difference between people, New Age people who are leaving a lot of the church's activities that aren't necessarily leaving Christ. And so, I don't know if that's a very good distinction, but I think that that's a really important distinction.
Could you say that one more time?
That there are people who maybe are considered New Agers who have not found the spiritual support that they need in church, but have remain to feel that spiritual support in their faith in Christ's mission and what Christ said, his words, that may be perceived as people who are leaving Christianity, but I think it's just the experience that they choose to leave the church.
One thing that I think we should kind of keep in mind, maybe, is that just because we're inclusive, just because we dance during the service, that doesn't make us New Age. They're picking up on a lot of different things. Dance during the service, that's very Jewish. There's a lot of things that they're using that could apply to many things that doesn't make us New Age because we like this portion.
I don't like the term New Age because I think it perpetuates misidentification, like, you know, we stereotype. It's a stereotype. We have stereotypes of blacks, of whites, of gays, of lesbians, of you know, feminists, we have all these stereotypes, and I think New Age is another way to stereotype people, because to stereotype people, and I don't think that, I think that's a wrong term, because there's so much that makes up what you could call New Age, and I just think that's an inappropriate term, because it's another way to stereotype.
Another thing that I was going to say before, that I'm really frustrated with the aspects of New Age that are money-making. I think that they're falling as victim to any other American way of making money, and that really frightens me, because I see a lot of good things being thought about and being talked about, and a lot of people's experiences being shared, people finding other people who are sharing experiences that they're having, and it really bothers me to see that that so much money is being made, or that it's becoming an object or some way to make money. So
that's bothersome to me too, but there are Christian examples of that.
I know, that's what I'm saying, that it's equally as vulnerable.
I think too, the fact that it's a trend, that's the big negative that I see in it, that it's a trend, it's a trendy thing, and so it's easy to put a label, you know, on anything, and lump everything, as this article in the Lutheran did, lump it all into one, you know, pile and say, this is New Age, and if you're New Age, you do crystals, you do, you know, Hindu thoughts, you do, you know, the whole ball of wax. And that's not a lot different than throwing, you know, the entire Christian perspective together into one church and saying, you know, it's all Christian church, everything from Mormonism to Lutheranism and everything in between. You can pick all sorts of negatives and bads out of that and say, we can say that doesn't fit, but the New Age movement as such is, or as a trend, is very inclusive. It hasn't broken down into denominations like the church has, so I think we just have to be...
But there are rivaling sects. There is some kind of controversy about who speaks for the New Age.
And that'll probably develop more as time goes on.
But I mean, I think New Age is the wrong term. I don't think we should use, I don't think that's, it's so big, it doesn't say anything. It's like you said, it's like saying all churches are Christian. Yeah, they're all Christian churches, Protestants, except, well, even Protestants, we usually become called Protestants, Catholics, and Mormons, and some people consider all three Christians. I mean, that's such a big, inclusive term, you have to.
Well, I'll specify something that troubles me. I have a friend who is a Christian, identifies herself as such, but has always been interested in kind of more, very intelligent, and she's not really quite content with just Christianity. She always wants, and now she's kind of found an avenue for that quest, and you know, what she also identifies as some New Age direction. And a lot of what... She lived with me for a month last fall, and so I really got a first-hand glimpse of at least one individual's expression. And I guess I'm traditional enough to be troubled by her fascination with, and I'd say dependence on psychics, or what I would call fortune tellers. I don't know what else to call people. We'll call them wise ones or wise women or something. But I mean, basically to me, they're not any different than a fortune teller or a palm reader or something like that. People upon whose advice she is very, she's really governing decisions that she's making about her life. And so just for the sake of giving us something concrete that isn't just debating terminology, I'll say that troubles me. And I don't exactly know why, because I don't know quite how she puts with my orthodoxy, but it does somehow.
See, and I think that that's a really good example of, in a way, how, well, for two things. First of all, why it's a predominantly upper class white phenomenon, because upper class white people have the money to funnel into a lot of that. So that's one idea that comes out of that. And also that anytime there is going to be a chance for someone to say, gee, I am wise, I can use this to make money, or I can utilize this to get some, to employ myself, that there is always going to be people who have the money to do that. And I think that that's, you know, that's their problem. And I think it's really sad to assume that people maybe believe that. But I see that paralleling people who call in and give money to Oral Robert or whoever, and because those people are praying for them, call us up and we'll pray for you, and you know, you give us money and we'll pray for you, and we'll make sure your fortunes are met. So I think that there's going to be bad. People aren't going to be using anything. There's always been.
And a kind of a traditional Christian critique of some of that would be that the psychics, the channeling, the even some of the human potential movement is an attempt at gnosis, at some secret knowledge, and that in some way that secret knowledge, wherever it comes from, is going to be salvific in some way. That and that's been sort of a traditional heresy historically, Gnosticism. What do you make of?
For free, it wouldn't make any difference, Jennifer, to me. This woman was broke, but she was putting together, you know, what little she had to see these people. But in that sense, I really thought it was abuse, because those people were taking her for what little she had. And she was staying with me because she was broke.
Huh.
But whether she paid for it or not, it's not the issue, it's another issue.
I think what it boils down to is she was putting her trust in another human being instead of God.
How often do we do that with medical doctors?
And the church.
Spiritual directors.
Pastors in the church.
I don't know. Lutherans go more on the personal faith than what one person within the church says.
Anybody ever worshipped here in a New Age church?
I went to a concert in a New Age church once, and there was nothing. I'm not sure why it was a church. I mean, it wasn't Christian in any way. It's kind of interesting. They had a lot of groups that I thought would help people, but it was in no way Christian.
Before I went to New Jersey, I went to somebody who was not there and said that the Unity Church was in the New Age.
Yeah, that's what this was. Mm-hmm. It was a Unity Church.
I went there a few times,
I think.
But I missed the... I liked it, but I missed the tradition of the church. That's a pretty old church, though, isn't it? Unity has been around for a long time.
Yeah, Unity started in the late 1800s.
Some part of what they're calling New Age, isn't it the fact of being much more inclusive and tolerant of other people's ideas and thoughts, and getting away from the either or of, especially in our culture, that it's either or, it's either right or wrong, it's either black or white, and getting into the inclusiveness that your God, you may call God Allah, I call God God, you may call God Yahweh, that there are other names
and there are other ways of reaching God than just by our own exclusive Christianity. Isn't that part of, that is my definition also of the new thinking, what they call the new age, is the new thinking, a new perspective of looking at life.
That's the part that I like too, is tolerance and connectedness. Probably because I haven't been exposed much to the commercial aspects of new age. To me, I like that term. Part of the reason I'm interested in a lot of what new age is it's a whole new vocabulary. I was telling Andre after the service tonight, those camps on for 20 years. I went to Lutheran parochial school, fundamentalist high school too, the Oral Roberts. And I just had it up to here with born again and the whole vocabulary of Christianity. And this is kind of, not that my beliefs inside have changed, but it's a new way of thinking about them, exploring religious concepts, how other people and cultures find God. So for me, things like new physics on the connectedness and tolerance are why I'm interested in new age things.
It kind of brings us back to what Dale was saying too, that it really sounds like Holden is very new age, because we really get into all of that. We talk a lot about interconnectedness.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want that substituted for Christian.
And I don't think that's what they're looking to do.
I don't think there's anything in New Age that is mutually antagonistic with Christianity.
No, it's not. It's just not. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. Well, it's certainly not necessarily Christian.
No, it's not necessarily Christian any more than.
I don't think they're interchangeable.
That's Buddhist. They're
certainly not.
Hindu.
I don't think they would want to be.
They would call Jesus a prophet.
Yeah, I think the sovereignty of Jesus Christ is pretty.
Who's they?
Pretty unacceptable.
Yeah.
To
who's they?
I think we need to be clear here. I think we almost need to talk about what part of the New Age when we speak, because we can say that some New Agers say that everything is God. You know, well then we need to talk about, But on the other hand, some New Agers talk about tolerance. I mean, let's talk about what parts of New Age are helpful or not helpful, but try to maybe be more specific. I know it's problematic because I don't know necessarily all that much.
I heard this woman offer that chance. I can't remember what her name is, but she talked about that before. I think it was before the 50s, or no, before the 60s. People never said that they were in the 50s, but that they were from the 20s. Like in the 20s, they didn't talk about being in the 20s. It's like only during the 60s did they coin the phrase the 60s, and then after that, it became the 50s and the 40s and the 30s. And now we have the 70s and the 80s, and she suggested that people have five-year increments because we just won't understand it anymore. It's more of a something that is sort of like, as our culture speeds up in a way, we have to do that. So I guess as I sat here, I thought, well, maybe New Age, they didn't want to say the 85 through 90 or...
Yeah.
You know? And this new, and you know, in the New Age, in the Aquarian set is coming, and so it was real easy to coin this New Age phase, and so I think they get stuck in some media coinage that came out.
Yeah, so I think it's that there's a term that, like, called it the 60s, all the things, anywhere from Vietnam to protesting to Greenpeace, I think, you know, all those things. There's so many things that happened in the 60s, and we all call it the 60s, and we call it the 70s, and like she said, New Age sounds better than the 80s.
What's not helpful of all the stuff of the New Age? Is there any stuff that... I'm trying to get some kind of... Well, or is there anything to kind of say, well, maybe this isn't so helpful?
I don't know how you can narrow it down that way. I mean, collectively. I mean, what was helpful maybe for somebody isn't helpful for another.
All right, maybe another way of phrasing the question.
I suppose there's, some things that are inherently evil, or? I don't know, I guess for me to answer both questions, or to address what Jackie was saying, and not wanting to get away from the definition too, is I consider myself a new ager, if we're going to use the term, and that basically is because of my thinking style, my thinking process, and it's not, but I don't, I'm not connected to crystals. I don't necessarily believe in reincarnation. You know, there's a lot that's there that you could lump under New Age that I don't necessarily agree with. But I think there's a lot of, as Kerry was saying, a lot that's good in terms of interconnectedness thinking that is a bit of a departure from the industrial age, the thought process that's very materialistically motivated.
And I think it's a real dilemma that there are, that it has so come out that there are negative things, and I think it's really ironic that we're even sitting here looking at it and thinking, as Christians, well, what are we going to do, because there's this negative, there's negative things about this New Age thing that I don't think the New Age would even, I don't think it's even something that is against anything. It's not, the New Age is completely against, dualism. It's completely against us, for and against, and black and white, and us and them, and so it's completely different from anything else that's maybe occurred. So my frustration would be that New Age is something that we can build our defenses up and be afraid of. Like that's the thing that bothers me about it, that it's something, in a way, just the thought that we need to be threatened by something, you know, that we have this Christianity and we need to protect it. I think it needs to be challenged. You know, I think that times are changing and minds are changing and humanity is changing and the way we treat our land is changing, and we need to see that we need to change, and we need to at least be open to understanding the things that are affecting us. I mean, it's what's happening all around us, and I think as Christians we need to be open to feeling and seeing and hearing everything that's going on around us.
So I was going to say, maybe we need to rephrase the question of what can we as the church learn and grow from what is happening with the New Age thinking.
Can I ask you something? New Age to you is to looking at God within you and God within other things. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be where some of the traditional churches come into the aspect of, let's look at this. This is something entirely separate. Just like when you were putting the ecology and everything in, this is only New Age. Well, heck, a lot of what's been said and read about New Age, I can see a lot that went through in the 60s. It's not new ideas, but when we look at bringing God ourselves at a higher plane, or bringing us to God level, or looking to others for God knowledge, I think that's when it causes more traditionalists to say, this is something very different.
I've been saying that. I just realized I'm in the media. I don't know, I guess
I wouldn't be at Holden if it hadn't been for New Age experiences. If I hadn't had discovered that there's a God, that part of God, or I was part of God, in that sense, was inside me, that I felt that there's a part of me that wanted the best for me, and that I call God, and that for me, it's outside and inside. If I hadn't brought that childhood God on the outside inside me, I don't think I could have ever come to hold him as part of these things. I don't think I am God. Not like all of me is God. Or, I don't know, I can't explain it. To me, it's really hard to. To me, it's like a blob image. It's like, there's part of me that's God and part of me that isn't. And today, Mary and I were talking in Crenshaw, and I explained it as, I am a cup of hot water. God is the tea bag. Put the tea bag in the water. It is now tea. It is not the tea bag, but it is an essence of the tea bag. But the tea bag is still the tea bag. I am still a cup of hot water, but I now have tea in it. And that's how God is in me. I am part of God. I am not God, but God is a part of me.
And I don't know how traditionalism or fundamentalism can argue with that. It's a biblical concept, as I understand it. It's the Spirit of God is in us.
As long as we put their worship in God and not within our ability of self.
It's a matter of worshiping as a matter of just acknowledging and honoring of yourself. Love to God and yourself, love to God. It's also the part that makes you responsible and active and the advocate to do action in caring for the earth and for other humans. I mean, it gets real easy to let go, and like God is, if you look at it one way, it's real easy to escape. And when I think of the tea bag, it's like I have a real responsibility.
When we talk about nature, and that the next step in worshiping the glory of God as part of God in nature, as opposed to the statement in the article in the Lutheran about, again, lumping that pantheism. And I don't find pantheism necessarily anywhere in the New Age movement, but some people apparently do.
I agree with Anne. I worry about what channeling
nature is,
crystalline, and even tarot cards. I think it was the Lucid image in tarot cards. And it doesn't matter whether we call that New Age. That is a movement that is happening. I guess whether it's part of New Age, I mean, but of channeling and crystallizing and using tarot cards and fortune telling and psychics. And where does that come from? I mean, is that a heavenly or godly thing that he is? Another way for people to see God, or is it the devil working? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, it worries me, you know, what exactly that is, and, you know, and Ouija boards too. I mean, that those types of things that were a little bit mentioned in the Lutheran. I don't care whether you call it New Age or not, but I'm worried about those concepts, those things that people are doing, and where it leads to, and where it comes from, and what it is exactly.
I think one of the dangers of New Age, to answer your question, is that there's so much lumped into that in our typical American quick fix way, we stay so shallow. At one weekend you can learn all about meditation. The next weekend you can read a book on mysticism and think you know Christianity. Grow one garden and think you know all about organic gardening. You know. Just to keep up with everything that's New Age, you don't ever really thoroughly incorporate and know dabble, and I find myself thinking I know a lot more than probably I really do. Just kind of tasting all these concepts, not really knowing what meditation is. You're sticking with it long enough, holding up to the danger.
Isn't a lot of our fear usually because of not knowing and not understanding? So we walk instead of in years, in ages past, especially of okay, even our racism comes because of not knowing and not understanding, so we fear and we shut out. And by doing that, we block off people that are involved in it. And rather than learning from each other and ministering to each other, maybe someone who has put their life dependency of their decision on say tarot cards or something like that, and blocking that all out, but maybe understanding why they're doing it and seeing where possibly their weak points are that they need an outside of. One of my favorites is becoming the point of tracking the created rather than the creator. And so much that we're talking about as some of these ways of getting to the subconscious. We're looking at them as the signs for the discipline and the signs for the answers rather than in them as ways.
Cross cultural, geographic cultural, cross
socioeconomic, cross-cultural, so I kind of like that.
I've been sitting here thinking about music, or New Age music, and you know, there's a lot of people that say that our music reflects our society and what's going on. And in New Age, one thing I like about New Age is that there is that interconnectedness between music and your mind and medicine and immunity and all that stuff. And they're doing a lot of good things with music, I think. And in New Age music, rather than having real basic and back when Bach was God, they're more open and expanded. Instead of having the first and the third and the fifth all together, they break that up. Have the third on top. So it's more open and more relaxing. And a lot of times they'll just have... You hear that sound a lot in New Age. And it's really simple music if you know what they're doing. So in the bottom they just have the openness from moving the third out. And on the top they have the sixth, which just means they're six notes. There's C, D, E, F, G, A, rather than a fifth. And within that fifth, there's a definite call to go back to the fundamental, the C. You can't leave that, you have to resolve it. But with a six, there's more of an openness. And there's not that stress to go back to the fundamental of resolve. It's more relaxed. And I don't know if that's good or bad.
Boy, the six made me want to go back to one more than
did
the...
it?
Eric's not the only one that understood what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Well, and isn't there some research sharing that supports it being more healing to the body?
Well, here's an article, the latest New Age journal says the main New Age music is U2.
What?
U2.
Well, you can't, but the sixth is very soothing.
Yeah.
It's one of the most melodious intervals, because six are always sweet, and you get such a nice feeling when you feel it's, when you hear six. You can just kind of run all over the place, just play six. No matter where you go, and it always sounds beautiful.
And
But irregardless, in my New Age music library, Bach is still king. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you look at music literature, Bach definitely would not be classified as New Age.
And then it says there's a New Age rock opera coming out called Time. In London now,
it'll
be in New York City next year.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder if that's New Age in the sense of the philosophy or in the sense of the music?
Well, it's philosophy, I guess.
Okay, so it may not necessarily be New Age.
New Age rock opera.
Yeah, and one thing, there's these people called, God, what is their name? I can't think of their names, but they've been using the same sort of New Age music with autistic children and trying to get responses from them. For some reason, they seem more open to respond to that, and there can be more interplay. But it is, I think, definitely more relaxing. There's not the tension that there is in traditional tonality, I don't think. And it's not, and you don't have the dissonance that you have in, it used to be called a contemporary, where you have that kind of stuff, you know. So I think it's definitely more relaxing and more open than any music has been in the past.
Isn't the New Age music part of that whole thing, like harmonics? And isn't that just part of the interconnectedness? I mean, that's...
Well, traditional harmony really takes into account harmonics more than anything else. Like, that's where the chords come from, really. It's a basic harmonic series.
just a need to resolve it. Not, I mean,
it seems all right, and you think that there's a need to resolve it, of course.
Why?
Well,
I mean, in the interconnectedness of the world.
It mainly we're conditioned to that. Our music is very different from Eastern music. We've been hearing traditional music all our lives, so that sounds really foreign to us. So it adds a lot to what you've been hearing since you were born.
Speaking of harmony, did anyone participate in the harmonic convergence of a year ago? Do any gathering with anyone? Or?
Still married?
Yeah,
very happily.
The day Mary Wick died.
You kidding?
That's right.
Oh.
Actually, her official time of death is considered the next day, but that's the day of her accident.
Hmm.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine that was considering going to that thing, showing me an excerpt out of the Bible about it, but it was sort of taken out of context. I said, well, let's keep reading. And he said, oh. Oh, no.
One friend who was my roommate last year, really tried to. Sometimes she would talk to me and I would not even hear what she said because I didn't want to. Get it, and I didn't understand it. But she just said, keep listening, and pretty much by the end of the year, I was listening. But she used to have an energy, and it seemed like to her it was real important to connect the physical world with the spiritual world. And the energy, like in the crystals, the energy runs through the crystals, and it runs through, just making that connection. So it wasn't such a. But she was a Christian. And somehow in her life she used the tools from New Age, she used them as tools. And it was all interwoven. And it wasn't a big conflict. And then for me, I don't see a big conflict in this. That's what we look like.
I think that's good that people are finding good things and good tools out of the New Age movement or whatever. I'd be kind of hesitant to call Holden New Age just because of all the confusion about just what New Age is.
Yeah.
You know, some people automatically think Shirley MacLaine means the New Age. And
we have Holden time and you said Holden Age.
Yeah.
There are a couple of things I'd like to comment on. I have a hard time reacting to the New Age discussion because I'm not thought, in the term New Age. But Kroll and I belong, we talked about the traditions and how they tend to be binding and how we get stuck into molds in the church and so on. But there are some encouraging things happening. Kroll and I belong to a movement called Mission Discovery that's within the church. And it's composed of about 30 or 35 people who are called probers. And the theme of it is that the gospel probes everything. And it includes many of the people in there have interests in the same kinds of things we're talking about here tonight. And we've been very tense about this for the last 6 months because as the new ELCA, the new Lutheran Church, got formed, there was a question whether the Mission Discovery Program with its probers would be continued in the new church because it requires a budget and staffing and all of that kind of thing, and the new church is short of money. And it's been looking at what is it going to really emphasize and what's it going to have to throw out because of lack of funds and lack of staffing and so on. And we just heard this week now that the decision has been made that the Mission Discovery Program and the Probers are going to continue in the new church, which means that there's that in the hierarchy and in the boards and in the traditions and so on, there is a gleam of hope. You know, there's an openness that's opening there that has broken through budgets and through traditionalism and through you know, the traditional liturgics and all the rest of it, so that these probers have now been freed up to go out and keep on probing into a whole variety of things. Another aspect that's very encouraging to us, and we belong to that too, it's called the Justice Network in the Lutheran Church. It's always there are about 30 or 40 different kinds of groups around the country that are interested in various aspects of justice, all kinds of aspects. And the network of these people gathered in Chicago August? The summer. And talked about how we could continue probing into the life of the new church and influence it. Interestingly enough, about a dozen of the new executives of the new church attended that session. And this has always been a group of people who have been on the fringe of the church. So I think there are some interesting things happening in the church, and that there may be a little more openness to the kinds of things we're talking about here as time goes on. Maybe the church is experiencing a new age too. It may be. I'm not defending the church in that sense, because I think the church has put walls around us frequently, but in many, many ways, needlessly. But there are some signs of hope, I think. And I think that the church may be open to some renewal.